Okay. So we're doing brachos, yud beis, and beis. It's a new sugya. Sugya about HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat.
Which line?
Top. Second line.
Top?
Yeah, second line on the top. Thanks. Okay. So it says, Amar Rabba Barachinin Asaba, Nishmei Darav. Halashan Akula. So all year round you say Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Yitzhak HaMishpat. Right? Chutz, Yassar Yom Shemein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Besides for what we call the Asar Yisrael Tshuva. Right? Okay, so the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shemespalel HaMelech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat. In these 10 days, you say, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay? Good? Okay, simple. Rashi, HaMelech HaKadosh, why? Lefi, Shebayamim, Halalu, Umareh Malchuso, Lishvot HaZalam. Okay, in these days, he shows his kingship, kingdom, to judge the world. Okay? So since there you made then, right? Rosh Hashanah, he writes the din, Yom Kippur, he closes the din, so that's part of the days of Mishpat. And Mishpat, in the days of Mishpat, that's his malchus, is imminent, is manifest. Right? It's shown. Because that's an expression of his kingdom. Right? He's the king in the abstract, but here he's actually judging the people. So his Mishpat is manifest, and his status as a king is manifest. So therefore, you say, that's why you say HaMelech HaKadosh. Melech is like Malchus. He's a Melech. Okay? Okay, fine. And then so Melech HaMishpat, I guess, same thing. Okay. So then it says, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Omar, Afilu Omar HaKel HaKadosh Yatzah. Even if you say HaKel HaKadosh, it's good enough. Right? Shenemar, why is it good enough? The pasuk says, and we say this pasuk in Rosh Hashanah davening, Yom Kippur davening. Vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat. So Hashem, the God of the heavens, will be brought up, raised up through mishpat, through his doing of mishpat. Ve'akel hakadosh, and the kel hakadosh, the Almighty Kadosh God, Nikdash Biktstaka, will be sanctified, or his Kedusha will be Kadosh through Tztaka. Okay. Emasai Megba Hashem Tzvakos Mishpat. When is this referring to that Hashem's, will be great through Mishpat? Eilu Asayam Shemayin Hashem Nekburim. It must be talking about these days. Yomayi Meden. Vikamar HaKel HaKadosh.
And it says,
Hakel HaKadosh, it doesn't say Melech HaKadosh, it says Hakel HaKadosh. So you see, apparently it's appropriate to refer to God in the context of Mishpat, of being grazed up through Mishpat, and still to say Hakel HaKadosh. Right? So he says, so therefore you can't say it's inappropriate to say Hakel HaKadosh during this time period, because you see that it's apparently relevant from the Pasuk. See, the Pasuk does talk about it that way. Right? So therefore he says, Yotzei. Seems like, he would agree, most learn this way, that he'd agree that it's better to say HaMelech HaKadosh.
He's just saying, you can't say you're not Yotzei.
Because you see, the very term is used. The term is used in the context of Mishpat.
Why would it be better?
That's a good question. So why is it better to use HaMelech? If Hakel is there on the pasuk, then why is it better? What's better about it? Okay, so maybe we should look at this pasuk. Maybe that'd be a good idea. Get us some. What does the pasuk mean, and what's the difference between Kel and Melech? And I think we need a little bit of some background to approach this pasuk. It's in Yesheo. Hey. So it says,
says, "Vayigba Hashem Tzvokos Bamishpat." Rashi says, "Kishi Yasa Mishpatim Bahem Yigba Shemo Baolam." When he does mishpat in them, carries out his mishpat, because it says previously, "Vayishach Adam Vayishpalesh." So he weakens the so I guess strong people, lowers them. Inegvo and Tishpalna, he lowers the high people. So he's basically carrying out Din. So it says when he does Din, so then his name will be raised up in the world. Through God doing his Mishpat, right, his name will be raised up. Right? Via Kelakadosh, Mikdash Staka. And so then the Kelakadosh will be Skadesh, will be Nikdash, the Kelakadosh. He's saying it will be nikdash and nitztak tzadikim. So Rashi's learning. Or he says, through the righteousness or something like that. But tzadikah is like through the righteousness will be nikdash. Will be raised up. One second here. This is what this stuff says. Iskadesh Shemo b'mashi aset staka like sherem shavadar. So he punishes the bad guys, but he does the righteousness, good things to the tzaddikim like sherem. So he'll be in iskadesh. His name will be iskadesh through the fact that he basically punishes the evil doers, and he gives staka and good stuff to the tzaddikim, to the sherem. Right, and we bring this as a pasuk, by the way. This is the pasuk which is the support text for the whole of Levachains, all the Levachains. Let me look at that. Let me grab that. So it's interesting. I mean, it's just anyways relevant to know what we're saying. So basically you have all the Levachains, right? So this is what will happen. That God will put his fear on all the people and all the nations, and everyone will fear him, and the whole world will worship God, right? And the Tila, the nation of Klai will be recognized as being the great nation, the nation of God. And tzaddikim will be happy, and all the corruption will be put down. Right? All the corruption will be knocked out of the world. And you alone, Hashem, will reign. Right? In Yerushalayim, Yochashem, right? So God will be the. It's talking about the Asad Lava. And the Malchios will be established. Okay, and then we say, Kadosh Atova Nor Shemacha. You're Kadosh, and your name is Nora. There's no other God besides for you. Karkosov. That's a funny Karkosov. As the Pasuk says, this is supposed to support, not clear what it's supposed to support. Everything prior to this, or Kadosh, your Kadosh, and Orosh Mech, Ve'in Elokam Aldecha. There's no other God besides you. Karkosov, Ayikba Hashem Tzvakos Ba Mishpat. You'll be raised up through Mishra, Ve'akel Kadosh Nikdash Vitztaka. Okay? And the Kelakadosh will be sanctified through Tzlach. Baruch Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. King of the Kadosh King. So your Kadosh v'no Rosh Mecha. V'ein Elokam HaMelecha. So why is it saying like Kelakadosh and not HaMelech HaKadosh? I mean, it's a good point. Kel, what does Kel mean?
Power.
Power. Right, power. We say, I think it was Lavan. It was Lavan. Yesh la'el yadi la'asas imacham ra. Like I had the power in my hands to do bad to you. But God intervened and told me not to. Where we say, Hovol Hashem b'nei Elam. Elam is like the strong ones, the mighty ones. El. El means it's a word which means strong, strength. But it's used with regard to God as a kinoi, kel. It's a borrowed term, but it means like strong, strength. He's the strong one. So kel hakadosh means he's a strong. Kadosh, removed. Different one, different strong one. Okay, so it's a Kel. Pipe, might, power. So what's the name of that? Kel HaKadosh. So what's the difference between that and Melech? Kel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitztaka. So he's saying, as you see, it doesn't say Melech HaKadosh, it's a Kel HaKadosh. Right, it's saying as we say Melech now, because now his Malchus is a nicker. Right? It's not his manifest Malchus. But prior, apparently, it's not manifest. So prior, it's just that he's Kael. Prior, it's just that he's Kael, and now that he's Melech. So, what does that mean? first step. So same thing in first step is that Kael and Melech seem related. They're not like mutually exclusive. On the seem in a certain sense, Melech is like a furtherance or something like that. Because Kael means that he's powerful. Melech is a certain is a full expression of his power, that he's ruling and reigning and judging. I mean, it's a whole. It's not just an abstract fact that he's powerful, but a Melech, it's like his power is manifest. Like he's Mara Malchuso, and so there's an implicit power in a Melech. But so where it's but Kael is a more subtle form. He's powerful. Melech is like he's in your face. He's judging. He's active. He's his rulership. He's reigning over the subjects, and there's of course he has Kael, of course he has power, but Melech is like a realization of that, right? So it's like all year round he's Kael, but here of course he's Kael. It's just the Kael is even is actualized and manifested, and therefore he's saying Melech, right? Say Melech, because it's not just in the abstract. God is a extra is Kael is mighty. So my question now is, so why does the Pasuk say, Ya'kel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzlaka, Shuvim Tzevig HaShem Tzvah B'Tzvah HaMelech HaMishvat Nikdash B'Tzlaka? HaMelech HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzlaka? Right? Okay, anyone have an answer?
So I think it's Pshat, it means it's the Kel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzlaka. In other words, it's the one who's Kael, who's always recognized as Kael, becomes sanctified and becomes recognized as great through his tzedakah. So he becomes the Melech, the Kael becomes Melech through the tzedakah, through doing the din. Vayigbash and tzedakah b'mishpat. God is raised up. And now the Kael HaKadosh is raised up. The Kael is raised to Melech. So in other words, Kael and Melech are not two different things, but the Kael, the might and the power is raised up because it's manifest and it's nicker through his judgment, and therefore that's why we change it to Melech HaKadosh, because the Melech HaKadosh is the Kael being, it's like the actualization or the expression of the Kael. So therefore the Pasuk isn't saying that he is a Kael when the Mishnah is manifest. The Kael HaKadosh is Nikdash, so the Kael HaKadosh becomes sanctified and raised up like the beginning part of the Pasuk. It's like two parts of the pasuk are parallel. Vayigbash and zogus b'mishpat. He's raised up. Vayakel kadosh nikdash b'tzlaka. He's sanctified through doing his tzlaka. Right? You with me?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's pshat. I'm just saying it's right. So, but his point though. So what's his point? So why is he saying that it's illegitimate to say kel kadosh now and in tefillah? You don't say if you say kel kadosh. If that's what it means, then what's his point? Because now you're saying is Kael HaKadosh is referring to what is Yigbah. You can't, how he's doing a raya that Kael works for Shemana Esrei, that is okay if you say it, if really that's, if you say what I'm saying is the Pshat, then it means that Kael HaKadosh is raised up. So then, yeah, but the Tefillah should have to say that when she's raised up too, the Melech. Right, what's his point that he's showing that it's Kael HaKadosh? What's his point? Amy's saying is like that's the point. The reason why we say why the Kel works is because if it were the Pshat that Kel and Melech were two totally different qualities, then normally we praise God with Kel. But now it's a Sesame Chuvan, totally different discussion, totally different way we look at God, different Midah, we switch to Melech. You know, like, well, as if once we looked at Rachum, now we look at Din. Two different mitos. Then it'll be one thing. Then you say, you're not supposed to be mentioning that one. But here, the Melech is just like a realization, the fullest expression of the Kel. It's a particular high-level expression of the Kel. So there in that scene, because it says, HaKel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdaka. So apparently, they're related. It's the Kel becomes clear and manifest. So, but if you just say Kel, it's a reference to God's power and God's might. It's not the Malchios, it's just that it's in a lesser form. So you still are, it's an appropriate term to refer to that which, so to speak, points to God's might. It's just not in the, you're not saying it in the full form. But he says this is it's the less manifest form of the idea of God as the power, as the source of power. So that's what he's saying, you're not going to not be Yotzei. The term is appropriate, the terms are very much related. They're parallel terms, Kael and Melech. So it's true, it's not the highest level, but you can't say that it's an inappropriate mention. And look, so I did my tefillah, and I mentioned the idea of God's power. It's true, his power is even clearly appears like that of a king during this time period. And otherwise, I'm just talking about his power in a more abstract, less manifest form. But you don't say not Yotze because of that. So that's what's going on in the Pasuk. The show. And the Pasuk is what shows that the two terms are related. If they're totally different terms, it wouldn't make sense to say that. Couldn't say the God of Rachlam is manifest through his doing Den. Because Den and Rachlam are different. It's the Kael is because Nikdash B'Tzaka, because the Kael is his power, and this is the Melech is and the Mishpat is a manifestation of that power. Right? Okay. So as an aside, Daniel asks, why do we mention Kael altogether in that bracha? Right, in general. Why is that? What's the place of Kael in the bracha, right? So I think the answer to that is, I'm just thinking now, but that, see, the bracha is really about Kedush, Kedushas Hashem. Kedushas Hashem is God's different, his uniqueness. He's totally different from everything, right? Even from the Malachim, that's a Kedushim Chol Yomei Eloch Tzelem. Means even the Malachim, who are Kedushim, themselves Kedushim, praise you. So it shows God is different and above them, above all, everything. Totally above, right? That's in the first bracha, we're talking about God's Hashkacha. God is Hashkacha to man. And the second bracha, we're talking about God doesn't just relate to man, but he's all powerful. Right? It's Mechayim Esam, Gvuros. Right? But then we say, okay, fine, but God is really Kadosh, he's transcendent. He's not just relating to man, he's not just powerful in this world, but God really transcends the world, totally non-physical, removes from everything, right? But it could be that when you talk about Kadosh, and God is different and separate and elevated, removed, it doesn't mean to deny that he's powerful. Like, it's important to say he's a Kael HaKadosh. It's like the Kadosh is continuing what we just said in the previous bracha, like God is Gibor. He's powerful. He's a might. He's a power. But he's a Kadosh. You know, so it's not like he's just totally removed from everything. Like a philosophy that God is just removed, transcendent, nothing to do with the world. He's just totally above. Kadosh gives that impression. But he's not. He's a Kel HaKadosh. Means he's still mighty, but he's different. So it's like they go together. His Kedusha does not take away from his Kel. His Kedusha is notwithstanding his Kel. He's powerful, but not like we think, and not in the way in which we know. Totally removed, not physical, not different from everything above. But he's the Kel HaKadosh. So we just set up God as like a might, powerful God, one who relates to man, who is all powerful. So now the Kadosh is building on that. He's the Kel HaKadosh. So we're qualifying the Kel. We just talked about the Kel, but he's the Kel HaKadosh. You know what I mean? But normally there's no reason to mention Malach, because all we're trying to show is that he's the one who's Kael, who's powerful. That's what we're talking about. We're referring to him as the one who's involved, who's powerful, and but he's Kadosh. We're really talking about Kadosh. We're not trying to focus on the highest level of his power. That's not the point here. We're trying to really talk about Kadosh. But it's just you're mentioning Kael because this is the God who's Kael. He's the power who is Kadosh. But now that's a time of year where his Kael becomes in your face, manifesting, right? Through Din, so now we don't just say Kel, because the Kel Kadosh Nikdash B'Tzaka through Mishpat, his status as Kel becomes actualized, or not actualized, but manifest to us, to man, because the Din is taking place for man. Right? Okay? Fine. So therefore, that's his argument. That's why Kel is okay. That's why, look, you should say Melech, it's better. But if you don't, well, what's wrong? So you didn't give the highest level expression of the fact that it's the time of Din. But why aren't you Yotze? You use an appropriate term. It's not like you're totally off the... It's not like you're giving totally the wrong word. I mean, if you just change the shame, which you're supposed to mention, you're supposed to say Kel, and you say Harachim, something like that. So you're just totally changing the idea of the bracha. See, then that's part of... You can't change the inyan of a bracha. If you don't say Sina Bracha, you don't have to say the exact word. It's like if you're Mashanev from there, the Chum set up. It's an idea. If you change the form of Bracha, so you're not Yotze. It's a mistake and you're not Yotze. But that's if you really make a change. But it doesn't mean an exact word. It has to be the ideas, the basic Indian of the Bracha. So if you say here, you're not totally changing it. It's the same way, the same Indian. It's not the fullest expression, but so what? Still Yotze. Right? But the first month Amar held, no. Inayotzai. So the question is, how do we define the machlokas? Right? What it's, and I don't think we want to make this a philosophical machlokas about Kel and Melech and all that. You know? Like a question in philosophy about God, names of God, or something like that. I mean, I think we should try to stay. It's a question halachically insofar as there's the kind of Hamelch Kadosh, or something like that, and how's it set up, or something like that, you know? I mean, I don't know. The problem is that he's getting a little bit philosophical because we're bringing this Pasuk. But, like, what's the other guy respond to that, for instance? What's the response to the Pasuk guy? Okay, so why you not Yose? You know, it does say, like, oh, there's new Kadosh, so don't you have to admit to that point? So now why aren't you Yose? You know, like, what's the question now? Where do we go in trying to understand the machlokas? Also, I mean, I'm just throwing this out here. It's not clear. It's like, what? How does Melech Mishpat fit into this? Like, are they arguing about that also? I mean, the first guy only saying, it sounds like he's saying that you're both of them, same deal, right? Now he says, no, it's okay if you say Kel Kadosh. What about the Melech Yitzhako Mishpat? Is that also okay? Or is that not okay? And how does that fit into the mix? Right, we hold pretty much, you don't go back from Melech Yitzhako Mishpat. I think because we say, you say Melech, you still say Melech. It's a question. I mean, right, if you said Kel HaMishpat or something, why would you say that? But then you know, you're not mentioning Melech. But here you're mentioning Melech. It seems like there were some gerses of Kel HaMishpat, generally. Then here you're not mentioning Melech. But we say Melech HaYitzhako Mishpat. So hopefully we'll get to that at some point. But on the surface, he's definitely saying you're not Yosef with both of them. The Savior says you're not Yosef, he says you're not with both of them. Both Melech HaYitzhako Mishpat, whatever. That's not, right? Yosef. Look at this Tosus. Maybe I'll just present you another problem right there here. So the Tosus says, the Hilchos Sukkah was the Rabbah. Because the Gemara says, my Havei Allah, what do we conclude? What's a Pesach? I'm Rav Yosef. Hakel HaKadosh, Rav Malach HaYitzhako Mishpat. Hakel HaKadosh, that's it, right? Which, according to the Sukkah learning, means even those are good. Even those you don't say with. Rabbah, Rav Malach HaKadosh, Rav Malach HaMishpat. No, only those. Only, right? You have to. Hilchos Sukkah Rabbah. Hilchos Sukkah Rabbah. And only those. Only Malach HaMishpat, Malach HaMishpat, right? Malach HaKadosh. So Tosus says, also was the Rabbah, the Tzorech Lachtom HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat, that you have to have the Chasima, you have to say Melech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. V'im lo amar machzir nosahon. If you don't, then you go back. Right? V'chein zechreinu mikamocha chso v'chaim v'sefer chaim machzir nosahon lo amar. Right? Also, if you leave out zechreinu or mikamocha or chso or v'sefer, you also go back. This is a Chiddush. Tosus is a Chiddush. We don't hold this way. So saying, also those you go back. Why? The kolam mishanim beir sevel chamin is there also? Because anyone who changes from the form that the chum set up is an ayotzei. So this is what the chum set up. Right? This is what they set up, and that's why an ayotzei. They set up bekal kadosh, mal kadosh, sachreinu mikamocha, so an ayotzei. And what's the other side say? No, you didn't change, right? Or something, right? Bekal kadosh nikdash v'staka. Right, but that's what he says. He says he changed. It's not. He's not Yotze. But if you look at the end of Tosfos, it's Rach Kosov Dino Zir Nesson. The Kosov going to low. Pasuk like the Sefer of Perish. Sefer Adbar. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chananel. The Rosh holds this way also. He says the Gemara doesn't even mention Zachreinu and those things. Those are added by the Gaonim later. So he says you can't say you have to not Yotze Tzron Ezra if you don't mention something which the Gaonim set up. It's only if you change from something on Chicken Esek Dol set up. But these Zachreinu, these are later additions to say not Yotze. How could you say not Yotze? Doesn't the Gemara doesn't say these things? So therefore, the Rosh rejects it, and the Tosa seems. But I mean, the first sheet on Tosa seems to be really holding not Yotze if you don't say those things. It could be a question on Tosa. I mean, you could just say Tosa holds that they're going to have the power to do that, right? But I mean, it's a little bit hard. I mean, they reject it because how does that work? You can say they're going to do it in a way you're not Yotze. They're going to make a change in the Tefillah. It's only to say they can make a change, and then to say even they can make a change, and now let's say you're not Yotze if you do the way Andrei Zil set it up. I mean, that's a bit Chiddush. But that's a further point, you know, whether they say the same thing. But his argument is, Kol HaMishanim HaBeash Tibachom in Yotze. If you change from the form the Chum set up, it's you're not Yotze. Right? And this is part of what they set up. The problem is, are they going in the Chachamim who set up, you know? Do they have that power? So, but that's what he's saying, is that's why you're not Yotze. Because you're changing from the Mapeah. So the question is, what's Machlokas? Right? What's Machlokas? mean, you are changing from the form. The Chum says you say Malach Kadosh, Malach Mishpat. So now, what do you say? You're changing. The other one says no, but Hakel Kadosh Nikdash Mitzlaka. It's relevant. Another guy says yeah, but that's not what they set up. So how do they? So how do we define that question? You know.